Was that a good day for Hampshire today?
Yeah, I think we would have taken that at the start of the day. You know, I think we performed pretty well whilst the ball was doing something, and then got pretty flat and was just really containing from there. And I thought, you know, Timmy Ambrose played pretty well. So, you know, we'd certainly, if you'd given us that scenario at the start of the day, we'd have taken it.
39-run lead between the innings, and now it's, what, 77 runs today. Doesn't sound a lot, though.
It doesn't sound a lot, but it's significant, you know. Like, it's... Yeah. If we can push on tomorrow, obviously, you know, the game's pretty well advanced. So if we can bat for a decent period tomorrow and the sun comes out again and those cracks get a little bit wide, it'll be, you know, pretty difficult chase on the last day.
What sort of figure have you guys got in mind to sort of, you know, give you a chance?
750. I don't know. I guess anything over 300 is always a difficult chase. But, you know, we'd like to make that as big as possible, but also give ourselves a chance, you know, and that's not getting ahead of ourselves. You have to do, the old story, the first hour tomorrow, and then we have to sort of assert dominance tomorrow, and then see if we can continue that. But it's not going to be that easy, you know. They've got bowlers who do a decent job, and they're going to keep us under pressure all day. So we're just going to make sure we play very, very well tomorrow.
But tricky tonight, wasn't it? And Jimmy Adams going first ball.
And you're caught behind. You've got to make sure you hit it when you're caught behind, don't you? So there's a bit of discussion about it up in the chain rooms. But, difficult when you lose someone first ball, especially someone in the class of Jimmy. Always nice to have a decent partnership with the first wicket like we had in the first innings. But, you know, other players of decent quality in that lineup. So, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Now, what about you? You got through 16 overs today, couple of wickets.
16 whole overs, yeah. No, it was good. I mean, it's a nice attack, you know. It seems to be there or thereabouts, most guys. And, you know, I came on, I think they were three down or four down already. So it makes your job a lot easier as a bowler when there's wickets going at the other end. And, you know, it was nice to sort of chip in today as well.
How do you feel? Because everybody knows, you know, that you were looking for match fitness. Do you feel okay now?
Yeah, I feel good now. Arm's always going to hurt. It's going to hurt every ball, but I've got 3 months to get through, so you know, part of the deal is bowling, and it's not, you can't be pain free, mate. You just can't. That's a pipe dream. So you know, if I'm pain free at some stage, I think I'm probably going to keel over the next day. So no, I'm pretty happy with how it's feeling.
I don't want to be controversial again, but it looked like you had a wicket. I know you got two, but it looked like you had a wicket with your second ball.
Yeah, well, we thought it was out, but he gave it not out. So you know, it's just the way it goes. Yeah, we thought it was a regulation edge. He gave it not out. There's nothing you can do about it, so you just get on with it.